The two men were part of a team of 19 workers fixing a pinhole-sized leak in the Enbridge Energy crude oil pipeline in northwestern Minnesota. Enbridge Energy's Bill Stevens says right now they're focused on helping the workers and the families of the people killed.
It's a terrible tragedy that we're taking very hard. We lost two valuable employees.
Apparently a section of the pipe sprayed oil and caught fire, causing an explosion that for a time shut down four pipelines of Canadian crude oil bound for Wisconsin and Chicago. Enbridge spokeswoman Denise Hampshire says three of the four pipelines are back in operation.
It's the first time, to our knowledge, we've ever had an accident with this type of equipment. That said, I think it's prudent to not use that same repair method until a full investigation is done.
Oil prices spike $4 a barrel. University of Minnesota Duluth business researcher Jim Skirla says this kind of thing can put the price of a barrel of oil over $100. Canada supplies the United States with 19% of its domestic oil.
Except for our own supply, I mean, the domestic supply is the most important in terms of stability, but Canada would be really close second. If we lose that, that would mean we'd have to get the oil from other countries, which might be difficult to do.
Investigators from the Federal Pipeline Safety Administration are on the scene. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.